All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And yet, the music remains. All right, Roberto, let's hear the situations that are on your mind.
Okay. Let's try this one on for size. Here's the first one for you.
All right.
Your best friend is getting a divorce. He asked you to hold on to some cash for him.
Nope.
That you assume he doesn't want his wife to know about. It's a large amount of money, and you know that he has three kids and his wife works two jobs. Are you comfortable holding on to the cash, or do you politely turn down the request?
Define it.
How much?
Yeah.
$15,000.
Nope. Anything in the five figures, you're asking for problems. Nope. I'm out. Love you like a brother. Ain't happening. I ain't hiding your money for mama.
Just not a little happening. Manila folder. Just a little manila.
Nah. Little manila.
Little
big
manila.
Problems. No.
That's Kenny's name. Little manila.
Yeah. Yeah. Up until you said the three kids and she works two jobs.
That ain't right, right?
Here's the golden rule for me, and then we'll go to Kenny. The whole deal is you get older as an adult, don't ever involve other people, or in this case, don't you as a friend, don't ever involve me in your marriage.
Or cash.
No. Your marriage, your problem.
Right.
Don't bring that to my doorstep. You want me to hide money? No shot.
And I was going
to
say, for me, if you were married a year or less, I'd probably help you out.
Let's go to a man who once stayed in an unhappy marriage for lunch meat.
For cold cuts.
Kenny Cott.
That's right. For a fee of some sort, I think I could be talked into this.
Oh, you want a percentage?
This guy. I mean, you're asking me to take on a lot of risk.
He's
here.
He's charging VIG.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
How many points? And realize Kenny was a loan
That's
shark.
Right. Jeez.
All right, David. Now let's see how a pastors love to hold on to money.
Right. You can put that in the building fund.
Stop it.
That second offering.
That after hours offering.
No, you can't do this.
Put a little Parmesan cheese on the communion wafers.
You can't do this. You cannot and no. You have to say no. Especially if the kids are involved here. No.
Right. That's what I said with kids. Like David, once again, less than a year, especially if I never liked her in the first place, then yeah. I'm going to help you out.
I might understand that.
Right.
Yes. I like how Rico uses a misery index as to whether he's going to help you enough.
Yeah, it truly is. Like,
I don't like her. I'm taking the money.
Told you, you never should have did this.
Oh, she was and a sweetheart not helping you.
Yeah. That's the best thing that ever happened. Go fix it. Go make it work.
Roberto, number two.
All right.
Hold on. What would you do? This is about you, isn't it?
I would talk to my brother.
No. Did you do this for Bobby Cavatelli, or what's
the
story?
Well, we know it's
here?
Not about me because I don't have any money.
Okay. So. Why don't we just go to the next one?
Okay. You've been dating a girl for a month that you met on a dating app, and things are getting serious. Whether she meant to or not, She reveals that prior to being with you, she had premium paid accounts on at least a dozen dating apps and went out on countless dates. You are afraid to ask how far these dates went, and it's starting to drive you crazy. Do you ask or leave it alone and not ruin a good thing?
This is where I think we got to go with the younger people. See, this I'm not qualified to answer it because I was the pre-online craze. Like, you know, we actually had to, you know, talk to people.
Have game.
No.
Kenny,
no. Here's the
Kenny,
thing.
Kenny, do you want to stay? Hold on. Go ahead, please.
I don't think it's any different for going out like, oh, you used to be a bar fly and you used to always hang out at bar. First of all, you had a life before me. So therefore, I don't care what you did. Now, if you're still doing it now, problem. But what you did before I got there, because you were on dating sites, and I don't really care.
Okay. And no, I wanted to get the opinion of someone who's used dating sites.
And don't look at me that way, Roberto. Because my thing is this. If these guys were any good, you wouldn't be here with me right now.
I like that. But remember what I said. Premium paid accounts.
And you didn't meet me yet.
All right. Kenny Cott, a man with several accounts on the social dating
scene.
Loves
to swipe right.
Yes, so this doesn't bother me at all, not even a little bit. Unless there's an obvious health concern, then...
Oh.
I mean, if that's in play, then we're talking about something different. Right. Exactly.
He went there?
Right. I'm just saying, you got to be careful.
We're doing the whole Kumo D.
That's right.
Okay.
Three days later.
Over to David?
Yeah, I know plenty of people that are happily married long time that found their person on the dating app. So premium site or not, it doesn't matter to me. Okay, so they went there instead of the bar. They did that instead of going out to the club whatever.
The only thing I need you to tell me, if you dated one of my boys or a family member.
Someone close to me.
Other than that, I don't care.
I don't either.
What about like Office Space, a boss that you hated?
Lumberg?
Yeah. All right. Sorry, Kenny. Office Space. Another movie you can add to your list.
God's sake.
All right. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, now this one actually comes from
your life.
Headlines.
Oh, okay.
This is an actual news story.
So you fall through the staircase of your deck, see?
With two solo cups in your hand. All right, this actually comes from the headlines, and if you want to get into the story, I have it pulled up here.
Okay, please.
You recently were at a fast food establishment and had to use the restroom. When you flushed the toilet exploded and covered you in sewage and waste.
Oh, no. I got a weak stomach. This would be bad.
Your attorney friend says you have a great case for a lawsuit. The fast food chain is willing to settle for $100,000. Is this enough? Big chain. Big chain.
Yeah, but what's the rule here? Like, can you settle and then no one's going to walk around with knowing you as poop guy?
I was about to say. Like, and that's probably why I would settle. It would be an NDA. You won't be able to say what happened.
Kenny doesn't want his picture in the paper being known as poop guy.
Why am I poop guy in this situation?
Well, because you're the one who eats fast food. It would be you sitting on that toilet.
I'm not sitting on no fast food.
Guys, I
toilet.
Can't come in. Why?
Toilet explosion.
I'm like literally covered in crap.
I'll say, Kenny.
You know what? That's probably...
Kenny, we're willing to offer you free food in all of our establishments.
I'll take it.
I would take the $100,000. I don't want my name. I don't want anybody. I'm probably never going to tell anybody what happened. The car that I drove home, I'm going to take it out and burn it.
Do you think you can go for the gusto, though? Go for a half mil, but you're going to be all up in the papers.
Well, the other thing is the lawsuit says that this man suffered bodily injury he has required mental health care and counseling since the incident.
Well, wouldn't you? It's like an episode of Jackass wrong.
PTSD every time you walk into the bathroom.
That poor man can't sit on for his morning constitutional and relax. He's worried about getting launched into space. David, what would the church do?
I don't know what the church would do, but what I would do is I would try to get more.
So you'd be willing to be in the paper?
I would be willing to be in the paper.
Okay.
Now, this actually did happen in Orlando, Florida. I won't say the name of the chain,
please don't.
Obviously. But the man that it happened to is only seeking $100,000.
Man, if I'm that fast food chain, I'm paying that money in a hurry. That we don't need nothing. People worried about using our toilet.
I was about to say, you know what? And a matter of fact, you just pay me under the table. I don't want to pay taxes on this.
Okay, that's not, this isn't a loan shark.
Hey!
Well, they say upon deposition that the store's manager and other employees did know about the problem. So,
an exploding toilet.
You know what?
I'm getting more now.
Because at this point, I can settle. But I'm settling for more.
Literally, the blank was about to hit the fan.
I thought it was random, but if they knew, I'm settling because I'm not going in the paper, but I want more.
Wow. How did he get out of the bathroom? What was that scene like?
Like, what? Seriously.
How did he drive home? Rico's right. You'd have to Thelma and Louise your vehicle.
Burn it. Like, I would take it to the detailer.
No, hold on. They ain't taking your car. No detailer worth their salt's going to take a poop mobile. They are not taking that car.
Here's an extra $500. No questions asked.
Man, just clean.
Do not ask me what happened.
But you do your best.
You're going to bring that car in and you're going to be like, no questions. Sir,
no, you know what? No, I really, at this point, I'm hoping I'm close enough to home and I'm just.
Need the wolf. From Pulp Fiction. You got to clean that vehicle.
Detailer goes to this and goes, sir, I'm going to go out on a limb here. Did a toilet explode in your face?
Hold on. What part of no questions asked did you not understand?
Yeah. Okay.
That's neither here nor there.
This is the colon man we're talking about.
Right. All right. Let's one more quickly, please.
All right. Now, this one, we've talked about this one before. In past deal breakers, but it's such a great one. And this is another one that happened in the news recently. So let me read you this one. You and your wife have been going to a restaurant you love for at least 10 years since you moved to the area. You know where I'm going with this?
But go ahead.
You've never had a bad experience.
Oh.
You read in your local newspaper that the restaurant has received a C-minus rating by the Board of Health.
I'm out.
Does this have to be a mistake because you've never had a bad experience, or do you question going back again?
Nah, you can't go back.
Never.
You can't. It's like forever unclean. Like, remember the show The League when the kid eats the ice chip from the urinal? Forever unclean. Once you show that a place got a dirty kitchen, can't be eating there. Can't happen.
C-. I
mean. Whoa, hey. Just because it's not as bad as your high school transcripts doesn't mean I'm going back there.
That's what I'm saying. C-minus is pretty damn good.
I'd probably wait to see for the next report. So it'd be on probation. It'd be on suspension for me.
I'm out. Rico's going to wait and see. Kenny, we know the answer. He'd go right back.
I'd go right back.
Yeah, that's it. David?
No way. Done.
You're out. Wow. I'm with you. Roberto, this is two straight weeks. This is good.
Yeah.
And it's not the depressing stuff.
That's right.
Ooh, I was crying alone in the corner. Roberto,
a toilet exploding is never depressing.
All right.
Never.
That is deal breakers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.